Eci Agnus Dei, Eci qui tollit peccata mundi. Today we celebrate the commemoration of the feast of the baptism of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, creator of the universe and the giver of baptism, through which the church is built and created in a sense. So he still creates. And so today we see him approaching his cousin John. Now they knew each other, but John at the same time said, I do not know him. And the Father has told me, he upon whom the Spirit alighteth as a dove, he is the one. And so the Holy Spirit did come upon him. And the rest is history, as it were. We have so many, many beautiful depictions of this wonderful event, including here to my right. John the Baptist, who was himself cleansed of original sin in the womb of his mother, St. Elizabeth, now, and he was prepared for this. Because how could our Lord be baptized by one who was himself in original sin? And so he comes to him in the Jordan, who was preparing the people for the coming of Christ, who is the precursor of Christ, of our Lord, of our Savior. And he says, now you must baptize me. And St. John protests, I should be baptized by you, not by you. And our Lord says, do it, all things must be fulfilled. And so he baptizes him in the River Jordan. And when he comes out, again the Holy Spirit comes upon him. And the Father speaks, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And so today we celebrate these wonderful and tremendous mysteries, which are the opening for us. For if we had not been baptized, if we had not received the Trinity in our souls by baptism, then we would have no chance whatsoever to enter heaven. We would have no chance whatsoever of salvation. And so today, we again, as we should every day, give thanks to God for this wonderful gift of baptism, which he underwent, by which the waters were sanctified forever, and by which we are made children of his mystical body on earth, the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.